Ketchikan voters now have four candidates running for two open seats on the Ketchikan School Board. Incumbent Trevor Shaw is seeking re-election, and he'll be joined on the ballot by Kim Hodney and Conan Steele. Kevin Johnson has filed as a write-in candidate for school board. His name won't be listed on the ballot, so anyone who wants to vote for him must fill in the oval for write-in candidate and write his name in the space next to that oval. During introductory remarks, Shaw noted that he was first elected when he was just 18 and still a high school student. He says it's been an honor to serve 3 years on the board. One of his duties has been to co-chair the School Board Borough Assembly Liaison Committee.
And we've been able to do a lot of great work there. I've had the pleasure of being able to be a big part of improving the relationship between the school board and the assembly.
Steele has worked as a teacher in Alaska and locally. He served previously as an appointee on the Ketchikan School Board, filling in for a member who had resigned. He says he wants to serve again on the board because he has a child about to enter the school system, and he'd like to help the district get through the next few years of likely budget cuts.
Like it or not, when you're presented with less money, you have to figure out what you're going to do with it. And so we're going to have to be innovative. We're going to have to be judicious. We're going to have to be, very smart in how we spend our money in the coming years. And how are we going to do more with less? And how are we going to, maintain that quality when it comes? Because there's really no doubt in my mind that it's coming.
Hodney says he's running to help the kids in the community to help maintain the quality of education that the district has provided and should continue to provide. He says he'd also like to improve the relationship between the school board and the borough assembly, which he says blew up last year over the issue of in-kind services.
Yes, the relationship is improving, but last year to me, it's listening to it in the social media and on the radio, it was just, we can do better than this. I want to bring back, take the emotion out of the conversation. Let's deal with the facts. We need to get back to reality and what's important. And what is important is the education for the kids.
Johnson has worked as an educator and says he has two children in the school district and a third who graduated from Ketchikan High School. Johnson says Ketchikan is a great community for raising kids, and he wants to help the school district maintain and improve its quality. Johnson says he originally planned to file in time to be on the ballot, but life happens, and he wasn't sure at that point that he could commit to serving on the school board.
And I believe, like I said, representing kids in our community, it's 100% commitment. Well, the great gift of life, though, is that sometimes circumstances change. And yes, it's going to be quite the challenge for me because I have to do it as a write-in. But I think that the opportunity is there, and I've been given the grace to be able to take that opportunity, so I'm in.
Developing the school district's budget is a primary responsibility of the Ketchikan School Board. With revenue getting tighter, Steele says he would like to reform the current program-based budget, which he says doesn't provide enough flexibility when money is short.
We may be reaching a point where program-based budgeting it's reached its limit of effectiveness, and you do have to start spreading the hurt. You do start having to look for efficiency. How do you do that? I don't have an easy answer for that, but I know that when the time comes, you've got to be willing to take that on. You got to be willing to find a solution. I think everything should be on the table, but we're going to have to find a workable solution that does the most good for the most people.
Shaw, though, disagrees. He says program-based budgeting allows priority programs throughout the district to remain in place. Shaw says cutting all programs by a certain amount would leave some schools in a worse position than others. Johnson agrees with maintaining program-based budgeting, but he'd like to see more community input on what programs should be given priority and community partnerships to maintain those programs. Hodney says there really isn't any more cutting that can happen in the school district budget. There is, though, the potential for additional local funding, he says, because the borough currently does not fund schools to the maximum level allowed by state law.
Now, nobody wants to hear that ugly word. I own property. I'm a conservative as far as fiscal goes, and I'm not interested in a tax increase to raise the school budget. But the point is, if 2 years down the road, if things really start caving in, we still have that room in our tax base to be able to make up an ugly deficit that could be caused by the state or the feds. We're not capped out like Juneau and so many other people.
The candidates also addressed alternative teaching methods to reach students with different learning styles. They all agreed that the Ketchikan School District does a good job reaching diverse student needs. Steele says targeted teacher training helps educators reach different students, and Hodney says he'd be interested in trying to expand the district's options. Johnson says he'd like to see the district explore concurrent education for kids who want to get a jump start on post-secondary education.
My son's college roommate right now is a sophomore in college, and Isaac is a freshman. And Isaac was done with his credits to graduate probably when he was a junior. So basically his senior year, he really didn't get a great deal out of it that really prepared him for college. And so, like I said, that's something that I think that needs to change.
Johnson says he has ideas for how to pay for such a program, but he'll share that plan at a later time. Shaw says he's a product of one of the district's alternative education programs. He says about 10% of Ketchikan students are in some kind of alternative program, and Ketchikan system is a model for the state,
whether it be Revilla or Fast Track or combinations thereof. And so we're doing a really good job of taking the puzzle of education and making it fit to the way that works for each student so that they have the opportunities they need to succeed and to do extremely well.
During the on-air forum, a caller asked whether any of the candidates had a conflict of interest. Johnson noted that his wife is a teacher in the district, but he doesn't believe that will affect his ability to serve. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.